Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
Huntington's disease is a hereditary degenerative disease of the brain.
If you took schizophrenia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and you mix them all together, you would have Huntington's disease.
Learn more at huntingtonsociety.ca.
The devil knows, the devil's nose grows like Pinocchio's. And all my friends are going where the road goes, the road goes. The
big line,
hitchhiker's thumb, don't wanna run
up.
There it goes, there it goes. I want it, I love it, I love it, have none of it.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and the last song that played was Half Last Looped / The Devil Knows by Mormon Toasterhead off of their album Half Last Looped. Before that, New Window by Taupe off of their demo. Before that, Fruit by Ruff. R-U-G-H, however the heck you're supposed to say that, off of their album that I definitely know how to say, because it's called Rug, R-U-G. And before that, Top 10 by Fencing from their, EP single release called Dresses. And I think the two songs that appear on that are supposed to appear on an upcoming album. And they've released a third single from that. Yeah, and that's a Winnipeg band, so something to pay attention to for the people in Thunder Bay. And everywhere else, too, but for touring purposes. So, Taupe. Taupe's playing a show this week here in Montreal. They're going to be playing alongside Perma, whom I've actually seen them play a show with before. That was my first time ever listening to Perma, and they were really terrific. A little bit more... I don't know, I'm just throwing out words, but more of an indie pop band. They're still like a post-punk band, Perma. Different edge than Taupe. But anyway, they're really terrific. I was really impressed by them when I saw them play. And they're all, these guys are supposed to play alongside two other bands from New York City, Fraternal Twin and Wesley Wolf. And they both sound pretty good. So it's worth checking out. That's going to be at Blue Dog on the 11th. So... there's other stuff going on that night for me, but I hate it when there are multiple things going on at once. And there are, in fact, three things I'm interested in attending that night, which is not a problem I used to have. What an exciting world. I'm just losing it here. But I'm always excited when I see that Taupe is playing a show because it gives me an excuse to play their music on the show. On this show. Because normally I avoid replaying stuff, at least if it's not been, more than a year or something. But when it comes to Taupe, because I don't have any other music released, it's like forces me to go back to their demo, which I actually really like. And I am slightly frustrated by the fact that they don't have more music out, but I know they're working on an album, so I am patiently waiting for that to change. And there's the possibility of like a CJLO session with them in the future. So, there could be something that comes, but at the same time, there's also an excitement in seeing them play live, knowing that this is like the only time that I can really see the rest of their repertoire, let's say. And it does make it pretty special to see those shows, and especially because as they're working on an album and, continuing to make music, a new song will come out and be on stage, and there's something really cool about that. So Taupe is one of the bands that I've probably seen the most here in Montreal in the last year, so yeah, it's going to be on my mind if I do decide to skip that show come this Friday, I guess. Anyway, next up is a band called Sea Life Park. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC 1. CFRC.ca and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Last song was Beguiler by the band Learning off of their album Dirger. Before that, Fruit to Ripe by Twine off of New Old Horse. And the first of those three songs was Spare Key by Sea Life Park. One word. Sometimes. Off of their album Wildlife Documentary. I say sometimes because on Discogs, at least, they're labeled as Sea Life Park, C with an A. But in all the material I could find, like on their albums and then inside of their albums as well, it's stylized as one word, sometimes capitalized on the words that have been smushed together. Kind of funny. You can tell I have tons to say. Learning, how about that? I like that band. I like that album. I don't know. Actually, it doesn't seem they have an independent band camp, but that's a pretty sick album. And I know one of the guys behind that band is in a Montreal band called Bracelet. They used to have a demo out. Wasn't very... Like, it was rushed. I spoke to them about it, and they said as much. But I know they have an album in the works, so... Bracelet from Montreal. Keep an eye out for that. They do play shows. I saw them play one... I guess back in the spring, late winter, and they were really good. I was quite impressed by them. It actually may have been the same show as Taupe and Perma, I can't really remember. But yeah, Bracelet's really good. They're worth keeping an eye out for. And I still have a copy of their demo tucked away, even though they took it offline. It's kind of weird holding on to stuff like that. Anyway, more stuff's coming. Next up is going to be something from the band Cooking. This is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. The show is past tense, and the last song was Diana by Memory Card off of Summer Fun Music 2024. Before that, Bracelet by Bug Eater off of their self-titled. And the first of those three tracks was Bummer by Cooking off of Cooking with Gas, a parenthetical. Yeah, fun stuff. Memory Card releases stuff pretty regularly, so I'm kind of hoping I see something coming out this year. I think Summer Fun Music was his last, or most recent release, I should say. Crossing my fingers to see more. Something else, kind of unrelated. I was thinking about it as I was waiting, while I was listening to the Mormon Toasterhead track that I had played earlier, when I was actually airing, I guess. Kind of like a doubled song where it changes about halfway through. And I was thinking about the fact that that was actually like visually apparent to me, looking at the track, like in as a waveform on my computer screen. And I was like, oh wait, that's odd, because you know, when you actually listen to it, I had been trying to like anticipate when that switch was going to come, but and it made me realize, despite the fact that we don't, you know, process music obviously visually, you are capable of actually getting a completely different perspective of it, because all of that information is presented, you know, can be shown to you in a two-dimensional view, whereas listening to something is actually one-dimensional. The only thing that really allows us to make sense of it is the fact that we have a memory. I thought that was really strange, the fact that I could look at a waveform on a screen and it be the complete song seen all at once, whereas the way that I would actually process it in a sensible way would be kind of one-dimensional, which is really bizarre. And I guess it's a whole kind of flatland kind of thing going on there. Anyway, up next is Kitchen.
Spreads out its big black wings. Do you love who? Do
is CILU 102.7 FM, LURadio.ca, CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. And, last song, My Fault by Dodge Dirt off of Epic Fail compilation June 2013. Before that, Quiet Frontier by Duster off of On the Dodge. The first of those three songs was Homer Dies by Kitchen off of Four Songs 2022. And I gotta say about Epic Fail compilation June 2013, it's actually a terrific little album. I think it's got four or five songs on it. I really, really love it. There's some terrific ones on there. Yeah, I just wanted to say that. I kept thinking about the whole point of, I guess, music being something that we perceive, well, sound being something that we perceive sort of one-dimensionally, and I thought it was really interesting. Like, it's just the intensity and the frequency of that. And it made me wonder about the fact that, you know, words that we're speaking are also something that we perceive in a single dimension, but we also, you know, transmit them to each other via, you know, words on a page, which turns them into something that is, I guess, two-dimensional, in the sense that they actually occupy, like, we see them simultaneously. It's no longer just, like, the, you know, the sense of the sound in our ears that we're able to sort of remember and form a, say, melody or a pattern out of, or rather something that is actually simultaneously perceived, and how that does in a way change, like, that medium is not just like a different way of showing the same thing, but like a very fundamentally different thing, or maybe it isn't. I don't know, it just seemed really strange to me, and wondering about the ways in which you could actually represent sound, or even something two-dimensional, how could you what would it mean to represent like a 2D scene in a one-dimensional way? But I think it's all kind of meaningless. I'm just looking for crap to say when it comes down to it. But yeah, the whole point of me bringing that up was just because I noticed this little switch in the Mormon Toaster Hit song. There's one more song coming, luckily, so that I will get to stop talking and you will hear music yet again. You only have to see it like I do. It's going to be a song called Want from Bug Davies. It's off an album he released earlier this year called Heaven is a Kingdom That Waits for You. He releases a lot of stuff and tends to be a mixed bag, but there's some really cool stuff hidden in there. And here it is kicking in now. So, yeah, I like this song. Thanks for listening tonight. Hope you guys have a good evening.
The staff at Martha's Table provides a caring place where people in need can have nutritious meal for only $1. Now you can get involved in this great cause.
Martha's Table is looking for volunteers to help in the kitchen, at the drop-in center, picking up food, or even being a friendly face at fundraising events.
Volunteer orientation is every Thursday at 4:30 in the drop-in center, and volunteers must be 14 years of age or older.
You can donate using a credit card through marthastable.ca, or you can send your donation by mail, cash, check, or bank draft.
Martha's Table, 629 Princess Street. Whether it's volunteering, donating, or anything else that you can offer Martha's Table, visit their website, marthastable.ca.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information.
Shoelaces, first time.